pertama. Kau pegang tanganku, ku tatap matamu. Semua terasa indah, satu orang pun mengganggu. Bersedih dan tertawa, kita tetap bersatu. Bintang bendera, sejarah hatiku yang selalu terbayang. Kekasihku sayang, di setiap mimpimu bukan selalu berdendang. Dengarlah, dengarlah.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Oh, It's thick black soup with savory taste, rather sour and spicy. That's sayur gabus pucung, a legendary Betawi culinary. It is actually a kind of soup made from cod fish and pucut, which is a local herb that turns its color into black.
Bandana, ikan gabus.
Fresh cod fish plus pucung. Pucung is kluwak. The Japanese call it kluwak. The color is black. That's it. Just put some spices like leek and celery to make it more savory. If not, it won't be delicious.
There are the main ingredients of sayur gabus pucung, as described by Ibu Koryanti, a sayur gabus pucung seller in Cibubur, East Jakarta. The legendary Betawi dish is made from mainly cod or gabus fish and pucung, hence it is called gabus pucung. To cook it, the cod fish is washed with ash, so it's not so fishy. Then it is cleaned, salted along with spices that had been pounded or ground, among others, salad, garlic, ginger, bay leaf, pepper, coriander, lemongrass, tamarind, and pucung or kuek. After that, add some butter. The amount of water should be quite enough. It is interesting that in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, sayur means vegetables. Betawi people classify all kinds of dishes with a lot of water as sayur. In English, salt, maybe. So this one is known as sayur gabus pucung, thought it does not contain any vegetables at all, as explained by Ibu Koryanti.
Yeah, ikan de.
The fish is mixed with kluwak. That's why it is called sayur, because it is cooked with a lot of water. Mixed with water, lots of water. So it's just like sayur.
Of all the spices used, it is the pucung or kluwak that makes this cuisine special. Pucung, or also known as kluwak or kepayan tree, is a plant that grows wild. Its fruit has a hard shell, and the seed is used as a seasoning in many Indonesian cuisines, and gives black color on every dish. With a blend of other herbs, sayur gabus pucung tastes savory, sour and spicy, and very delicious if served with hot rice. Besides being delicious, sayur gabus pucung is also believed to have many benefits for the body, such as accelerating the healing of wounds, including ones out of operation or surgery, helping the healing process of various diseases, including diabetes, hepatitis, and typhoid, and coping with the swelling that appears in the body. All these properties obtained as cod fish has a lot of protein, especially albumin, which is pretty high, even higher than meat and fish. Albumin is a kind of protein in the blood, needed by the body to maintain and repair tissue. Sayur gabus pucung indeed is a legendary Betawi culinary and has been created since the Dutch colonial era. It is a fought culinary because other kinds of fish were expensive at the time. Moreover, cod was also easily found then, especially in many swamps in Jakarta. Sayur gabus pucung was not just served as an everyday food among the Betawi community. In the past, sayur gabus pucung was part of food hampered sent to relatives and friends during fasting or Idul Fitri, as told by Ibu Koryanti.
Sometimes there are people who like it for small parties, for food hamper sent to others, but the cord has become rare now. Yet there are always some people who need it.
In the past, sayur gabus pucung was an important part of Betawi people tradition called nyorok. It is a tradition of delivering food from especially married children to parents or parents-in-law ahead of the fasting month of Ramadan and Idul Fitri. But now people do not send sayur gabus pucung to each other anymore. This is because today it is difficult to find cold fish. So no wonder the culinary has now become increasingly rare. Efforts to preserve the Betawi culinary legend has been done by the Indonesian government. In 2014, the Directorate of International Association and Cultural Affairs of the Minister of Education and Culture of Indonesia decided 96 of 118 proposed cultural works to become intangible cultural heritage object of Indonesians. 30 provinces. Among the 96, there are 8 originating from Jakarta. Sayur gabus pucung is one of them.
Of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, now I would like to greet especially for our listeners who are doing fasting today. Well, I hope that all of you are listening our program and you are still, especially Muslim, that you are still doing fasting. I hope that you are still stronger and you still feel enthusiastic in holding all kind of activities during Ramadan day. Well, to all of you who are listening also, with my hope that it is also getting you much stronger, it can make you stronger than before, and also your faith, your belief can be increased by yourself with your, you know, that with your belief that what you are doing right now, doing fasting, is also based on your faith to the God Almighty. Yes. Well, and also I would like to accompany you up to 6 p.m. and you know that especially in Indonesia here at 4:26, you know, most of Indonesian people, especially for Muslim, they are now searching for iftar. Yes, such, you know, something like food or beverage, this is to break their fast. Usually the traders or the sellers of food or beverages, traditional beverages or traditional food or culinary even, they are selling alongside the streets. And this afternoon, most of Indonesian people, especially for Muslim, they are searching it, and you know, they want to buy and they want to eat and drink it together with their friends or even with their family. So who are people, Muslim, who are doing fasting, keep stronger and also keep healthy and do it enthusiastically.
aku melihatmu, kau bertemu dengannya. Ku rasa sekarang kau masih memikirkan tentang dia.
Reaches 102.47 square kilometer with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89% with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low.
Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's an interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food, pempek or fish cake?
Pempek kapal selam terkenal di mana-mana, kalau makan sama cuka alangkah lemak rasanya.
The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the head of information division at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal kepada apek-apek.
Pempek derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First pempek was made in Sepuluh Hulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish? About belida fish, the basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Well, belida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is belida or belido in Palembang language.
The basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, belida means a creator, which is good at diplomacy. It consists of words, namely bi meaning to have and lida meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Belida fish, an Indonesian language, is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of belida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River? Listener, Lederfish has a medium size. Maximum length is 100 cm and average weight is 0.5 to 1 kg in the natural habitat. It can be 2 to 4 kg. Its body shape is flat with small head and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray and in the front one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales there are white circles like black balls surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about Belida.
Listener, today's music
for Belida fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arowana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say, if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few. So Belida fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that Belida fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause Belida fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that Belida fish is rare and hard to get. So it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though Belida fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of Belida fish that is about to extinct? With the rareness of Belida fish, people in Palembang use other fish to substitute the basic ingredient of pempek. Here is the statement of the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Now people in Palembang no longer use belido fish or putak, but gabus freshwater fish or ikan delek in Palembang language. It is called so because it can float. Gabus fish on the sea is tenggiri fish or Spanish mackerel.
Do people think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from Belida fish to gabus fish? Henry, Palembang local resident, made the following statement.
Kalau bagi saya, kebanyakan orang Palembang dari Belida
fish. To me, gabus fish is more delicious than Belida fish.
Belida fish is considered to extinct in Palembang only. All people hope Belida fish in other areas will not extinct, so that the next generation can still see Belida fish, which is called old fish by most of Palembang people. people can also still taste the delicious typical foods from Palembang, namely tempeh or fish cake, without worrying the existence of pelida fish as the basic ingredient of tempeh, because other kinds of fish are equally delicious. Pleasure is not eternal. My lovely tempeh, my poor pelida.
pergi. Jangan lagi panggilku kembali. Bila nanti aku pergi, takkan ada cerita-cerita lagi.
Hadirkan bayangan untuk lepas keresahan. semua coba berontak. Ketika tak kuasa langsung ku lari mengelak. Terjebak sulit untuk coba keluar. Semua pasti ada jalan keluar. Cobalah
Welcome to the news Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. The Indonesian government acts quickly to address flooding in Jakarta and Bekasi. The European Union and Agence Française du Développement strengthen support for ocean sustainability in Indonesia. I am Ahmad Faisal and this is the news in detail. The European Union and Agence Française du Développement strengthen support for sustainable ocean management in Indonesia. Ofra Regina reports.
The French ambassador to Indonesia, Timor Leste and ASEAN, Fabien Pennon, stressed the importance of cooperation in marine research, especially in the Indo-Pacific region. He spoke at the signing ceremony of agreements to support the for an evidence-based and sustainable ocean management program on Wednesday.
France, with its vast maritime territory, has developed quite important expertise in ocean research, particularly also in the Indo-Pacific, and our two governments have decided that this is an area where we should do more together. We want to do it on a bilateral basis, we want to do it with you, but we also want to do it in the international framework, especially within UN fora.
This initiative supports the European Union and Agence Française du Développement's commitment to strengthening sustainable ocean management. The European Union has allocated 7 million euros grant to Agence Française du Développement to help fund the program, part of the Global Gateway Initiative to improve sustainable ocean governance in Indonesia.
The Indonesian government acts quickly to address flooding in Jakarta and Bekasi area. Here is Desi Anugranov with the full report.
The Indonesian government is responding quickly to the flood in Jakarta and Bekasi. The Ministry of Social Affairs, together with the National Disaster Management Agency, has sent disaster response team and provided help to affected residents. Minister of Social Affairs Saifullah Yusuf said that the ministry is focusing on delivering supplies and providing shelter.
Kementerian Sosial dalam menangani masalah bencana fokus pada
The Ministry of Social Affairs focuses on two main areas, supplies and shelters. Many volunteers from various organizations are also helping. Banda Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency is leading the evacuation under the National Disaster Management Agency coordination. All teams are on the ground and trained personnel are working hard to evacuate people to shelters or self-managed evacuation sites.
The Ministry of Social Affairs has allocated nearly 3 billion rupiah to provide different types of help to support residents affected by the flood in Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi.
The Indonesian government is paying special attention to high-risk programs such as the elderly and disabled. For this reason, the Indonesian government has requested additional Hajj companions from the Saudi Arabian government. Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar, in a meeting with the Indonesian House of Representatives on Tuesday, said the additional quota for Hajj companions is crucial to ensure the safety and comfort of Indonesian pilgrims and to ease the burden of Saudi Arabian government.
Estimasi 1.000 sampai 1.500 dari jemaah lansia, risiko tinggi dan difabel itu beserta dengan pendamping. Nah, inilah yang kami betul-betul kami juga perjuangkan ke pemerintah Saudi Arabia agar pendamping haji ini jangan hanya sekitar 2.000 seperti yang menjadi ketentuan internasionalnya. Kami memberikan alasan yang sangat masuk akal, bahkan juga menteri hajinya dan juga
It is estimated that around 1,000 to 1,500 elderly, high-risk and disabled pilgrims will need companions. We are requesting the Saudi Arabian government to increase the quota for companions beyond the international limit of about 2,000. We have explained the importance of this and convinced the Saudi ministers of Hajj and Health. Our own people understand the language of our pilgrims, which makes it much easier to help them. More companions will make the Saudi government's job easier. Without this, they will face challenges. I am confident that adding more companions will ease the burden for the Saudi government and its staff.
Aparat dan pemerintah Saudi Arabia sendiri.
In 2025, Indonesia will receive a total of 221,000 Hajj pilgrims. Of that number, 203,000 will be regular pilgrims, while around 18,000 will be special pilgrims. However, Indonesia has only been allocated 2,200 companions to assist the pilgrims during their Hajj in Saudi Arabia. United Nations Women praise women advancements in Indonesia. Rama Sidki Pratama has the story.
The UN Women's Representative in Indonesia and ASEAN, Uzi Suran Jamsran, praised the role of Indonesian women worldwide. In an interview on VOI Talk with the RRI Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday ahead of the International Women's Day, she said that Indonesian women leaders are now visible on global platforms.
And for the country, it's an important achievement that women started to actively engage. They're very visible. You know, Indonesian women leaders are very visible in global platforms. And we want to see more of those to be also confirmed and such practices to be further built by Indonesia at all levels of its governance and, of course, in its voice in international affairs.
Jamsran also highlighted Indonesia's efforts to increase women participation in the workforce by 25%.